Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us anywhere online at newsdakota.com. Joining us on Let's Talk About It, as we wrap up the month of May, we have Becky Thatcher-Keller, Executive Director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. And Becky, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time. As always, very, very busy, especially during the summertime. And this wrap-up that we have is no exception. Customer service award, you have that planned for May, and we're going to be giving away that pretty soon.
Yeah, I would like to congratulate Darlene DeWald from the Swirl and Curl Salon. She was chosen for the customer service award for the month of May. So congratulations to her. And we did present the Business of the Month award to Solid Foundations Growing Center, which is a daycare in the community. And they were chosen for the Business of the Month for May. So congratulations to them.
Awesome.
And we would like to thank very much the Rough Rider Industries for the awesome business after hours that they held very recently. We were able to see a lot of the different kind of products that the residents make. Mm-hmm. And some of those included the clothing, mattresses, furniture, a wide variety of different products that the prisoners at the James River Correctional Facility and the Bismarck Correctional Facility do make. And then we were also able to do a tour of the James River Correctional Facility, which was very, very awesome. Interesting. So I'm thinking that we're going to be able to have a really good relationship with some of the staff and maybe get them involved in the chamber so that we can start looking at them as a potential workforce.
Good, good. Absolutely. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we have started actually Friday this week, June 1st, is the first yard of the week going to be chosen.
Oh, yes.
And so we will be going around putting the sign up once a week for a different yard. So if anyone has any recommendations or nominations for Yard of the Week, our form is on the website at www.jamestownchamber.com, and we would encourage you to fill that out and send it in.
Yard of the Week, Becky, a great way to highlight the community and the beauty of the community, right?
Absolutely. And after the rain we've had, and now that people have had a chance to actually put flowers in, there are some really awesome yards
yes,
out there.
Yes, there is. Yes.
And I know this is really early in the summer, but we're already planning for the community block party. Cool. We're having a planning meeting here this week, and it's going to be held on Thursday, August 30th. So any businesses that are listening, any individuals that are listening that might want to have a booth for that, keep that date in mind. Again, It's Thursday, August 30th.
Perfect. So Becky Thatcher-Keller, again, Executive Director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Busy week to wrap out the month of May, but we head into June and there's a lot of different things going on. Becky, the first of which you wanted to highlight, your train ND classes, which have been going over very well for you guys.
Yeah, they have been. We've had a really good response to them. And the next ones we're having are on Wednesday, June 6th. We actually have two different classes. They're both going to be facilitated by NDSU extension staff. Okay. And the first one in the morning from 10:30 to noon is Welcome to Our Town. It's a customer service training, and that is available to any businesses, any employees that you might want to send. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a train ND class called Stress in the Workplace. Mm. And it's on how to deal with stress in the workplace. So that's a really good one because I know there's a lot of people that deal with stress in their jobs. That will be held from 1:30 till 3. And again, both of those classes are on Wednesday, June 6th. And you don't have to register for both classes. You can take one or the other if you want to, or you can take both.
Perfect.
And both of those, the registration information is on our website as well.
Perfect.
And then we get into the month of June with all the activities going on. The first thing that we have is the Thursday markets. That starts on June 7th, which is on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We will be having those throughout the summer, every Thursday evening from 5 until 9. And I would like to highlight a couple of, or three of them, actually.
Okay.
We're having really, once a month, we'll have a big event. And on Thursday, June 21st, we will be celebrating Native American culture. So we at the Boulder Pavilion stage, we will have Native American dance and storytelling and the Ryan Kaplan Band.
Awesome.
And then there will be a focus on Native American arts and crafts and archery in the, with the vendors, as well as we will have some food vendors there. And from my understanding, throughout the summer, they've identified 16 vendors that will have arts and crafts. And it's not retail type products. It's actually made products, handcrafted items and stuff. So that should be really fun to experience. And then in July, the Thursday, July 19th, is going to be our European roots. So at the Builder, I'm sorry, the Boulder Pavilion stage will be Adam and the Jolly Jammers, which is a polka and old-time music, and then Julie Lee and her White Rose Band. And then for the arts and crafts, we will be having Ukrainian dance and arts and crafts, icon painting, German and Scandinavian traditional arts, showing some rose mauling, and then a blacksmithing demonstration.
Man.
Yeah, so it should be fun. And the food vendors include pierogies and kielbasa, lutefisk, lefse, brat, sauerkraut, and kugan.
That sounds sounds the European roots. That sounds like it to
and
me.
And I said all of them right, I think.
I think you did. That was pretty good.
Yeah. And then the last big Thursday event will be held on Thursday, August 16th. And that will be Beatnik Bohemian Rhapsody focus. So there'll be a jazz band and the Fargo Moorhead Kicks band on the pavilion stage. And then we'll have contemporary arts and crafts and poetry reading. So well, it'll be a really fun summer. But
definitely.
Keep in mind, it goes every single Thursday from 5 to 9.
Yes.
And so we'll be having lots of a variety. And all the businesses downtown are being encouraged to stay open extra hours,
awesome.
Which several of them have agreed to. So it will be a Thursday night experience.
Yes, this is a big, big thing for Jamestown, the Arts Center, the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Association. Everybody's put in a lot of work for this, and it is absolutely free. Anybody who wants to go to this every Thursday, I believe it's 5 to 9, right?
Correct.
Becky?
Yep.
So make sure you have plans to check that out. Becky, we like to go over a couple events that are coming to Jamestown as well. This, a big one, the Thursday markets, but Kite Fest is also a huge one that's coming.
Yeah, the Kite Festival has grown into a two-day event, and that is going to be held on June 8th and 9th.
I think it's the 10th as well, Becky.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Sunday as well.
That's awesome, then. It has really gotten popular, and it's just a fun event to attend. And then also on June 9th, on Saturday, is the annual Rods and Hogs celebration and event sponsored by the Jamestown Downtown Association. Mm-hmm. That goes on all day with a variety of awards given out to all the rods and hogs that are present, and they have a bunch of games and food vendors and the whole thing. So it's really a fun event.
It is.
And then our next business after hours is going to be at Sherbinski's on June 14th, starting at 4:30, and I'll have more information on that the next time we have the radio program.
Excellent.
And the stock car races go on every Saturday at the fairgrounds, and then Junk and Cousins is on June 2nd.
That's this Saturday.
At the fairgrounds. And then I'd also really encourage and remind people to vote. Mm-hmm. On Election Day, which is June 12th. And you can vote early. I believe they've opened the voting now.
Yeah, Tuesday they open it up. Yep.
Yep. And or else if you need an absentee ballot, they've got those as well.
Excellent. So as always, it's always full of information when Becky stops by. And Becky, if anybody has questions about these events, wants to get involved with the chamber or ask you guys any questions, what are some ways they can do that?
They can contact our office at 701-252-4830. Mm-hmm. They can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com, or you can go on our website for a list of all the different activities and events and all the things we have going on, and that is www.jamestownchamber.com.
Excellent. Becky, as always, we love having you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.